This is a tape made with Clinton and Josephine Miller and with Marg and Patsy Hoke and Lloyd Hoke on November 9th, 1981.
You know what his mother's maiden name was? Mm-hmm. He
he was a Dietz.
That's it, that's it.
That's as far as you know.
Yeah. And my grandmother's name was a Griffey.
They were from Pennsylvania.
Pine Grove.
Yeah.
Then I doubt if he quit. I think the furnace shut down Pine Grove. Then he moved to Cornwall. That was it.
He followed furnaces in wherever he went. That's the kind of work he did.
But I don't know what was down West Virginia. Maybe logging or... I don't know. But I know it was...
Well, what did his brother do, the one that went to Sparrow's Point?
He worked for Bethlehem Steel.
Did he stay there then all the time?
Yeah.
He just stayed with that place. Uh-huh. Well, they must have had some entry. Of course, that was one place to go to get a lot of work.
Well, you didn't have no work in...
Do you know what kind of work he did here?
At here?
Yeah. What type of work? Was he just out in the mountain cutting wood? Was he here in the furnace itself?
Out
in
the
mountain.
No. Just like a labor. They had coke. What did they burn up the mountain?
Charcoal.
That's it.
They went up there and they cut wood and they brought it in
and made
charcoal humps.
I honestly wish that you all could go up and see the Pennsylvania, the one up home. I'm serious.
Yeah, I'd like to go up and see it.
I'm serious. I promised Uncle Bill for 6 years.
Amen.
The wagons and all are still there. You know, the hand wagons and all of them. Remember, I used to ride and play with them.
Have they done any restoration work up there, or is it just like it was?
No, it well,
or is it in pretty good shape?
It
never was let go down.
Oh, my, no.
Now, I've been over to Hopewell, which is outside of Philadelphia. Hopewell, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I know where Hopewell is.
Yeah. And that one's in pretty good shape, and what didn't fall down, they restored
it. They had a 30-foot wheel in there.
Yeah, they got a big wheel at Hopewell, too.
Uh-huh. But now they put an electric motor on so it would run. Just like the steam would run it.
Yeah. Cornwall is near Lebanon, right?
Yeah, 5 mile south of Lebanon.
How close is that to Allentown?
Oh, that's a way from Allentown.
Allentown's a lot further.
Oh, my, yes.
I think I'm going to have to go to Allentown because I'm finding out that the Moravian church records are all in Bethlehem, which is right near Allentown.
And then they tore
down...
How long
does it take you to drive to Allentown?
Oh, that's 3 hours.
How long does it take you to drive to Lebanon?
145 minutes. Well, not to Cornwall.
Just about an hour.
It's about an hour. What?
Yeah.
About an hour and a half,
yeah.
I mean, it's beautiful. They got dummies in there and all. You know, actually where the ore came running out of the...
Yeah.
I wish I knew the dates, but I don't.
Well,
where is the... where that church book is, it in the head. About the furnaces and all that. It's the history of the furnaces. Cornwall had the Burke Coleman furnace, remember now, grade. The North Cornwall furnace. And then the anthracite furnace. It had three or four there.
Yeah. We'll have to hunt that book.
But now they tore down three of them and left just, and now the state runs it.
I've got a book about Hopewell. Lizzie sent to Hopewell and got the book that somebody wrote about things. And a lot of the things that went on at Hopewell are similar to things that went on here, you know, with the people.
Well, I know about the dirt road about, you know, weeks ago today, right?
Yeah.
There were things up in the mountain. What do you call it? Well, they put logs together and burn them. Charcoal.
Is it later on? Not now, later on. Well, you don't remember, when you started coming down here, what was here? Was there anything left at all, or had it all, was it more or less like
Well, I'm going to tell you the truth. I lived up home with her people when I came down in 1945, wasn't it? I never recognized the furnace until Bobby told me that that was a furnace.
Then
all I seen was walls.
All grown up, I guess.
Grown up is right, yeah. Then we moved down to the old house here. I ran it for Mr. Freddy for what, $12?
Yeah.
Which old house? Across the road.
And the date it was 17.
But you lived what, it right over here where Bubby lives.
I lived up home with him. Yeah, I've never been there. Yeah.
Because
I got settled. So I found a job. That's a more.
When you came back from the service.
That's right.
Yeah.
But she didn't want to go up home.
Yeah.
Kind of her mother.
Yeah. What was
then? Then Pap, Grandpap left. Well, when the furnace was shut down there, then he went to the Cornwall mines. See, there's an open pit, and there were two under. I worked underground, and they worked in the open pit.
And they kept on operating, even
for 100 years. Now they're closed down.
Oh. They took that out of there and took it somewhere else.
See, Bethlehem Steel just went, I don't know.
They took the ore away. Well, they did that here, you know. They hauled ore from here for about 10, 12 years, hauled it up to Pennsylvania after Throp bought this place.
See, the ore from the open pit, we're going to have to ride up there someday. Then you go look at the open pit, but I worked underground, 3,000 feet under.
You didn't see any pits around here. There weren't still any pits around here when you came here that looked at all like that pit.
You mean that big?
Well, there were some pretty big pits here at one time.
Was that the one back here with water in it or what?
Well, I don't know. They're all up here toward the mine bank.
I've never been up there.
Supposed to be.
I've never been up there. Only one here and one here. I didn't know what they were.
Well, you see, a lot of that was filled in when they built 15.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I see.
I'm hoping to get down to Wardensville. It's not that far. You know, get some. There's still got to be some relatives living.
Yeah, it would be interesting to know what they did down there, or why they left down there.
I don't know why.
They came to an area where it was just ironworking, both of them. Well, they had some interest in it over there, or?
Well, probably because they didn't have no work down there.
Yeah, that's probably.
I don't know.
That's probably it.
But I know, I can tell, I can hear Grandpap say it when he worked at the Catawba furnace. Lived in a boarding house, went to church. I always wanted to bring him down, but, you know, he was...
But there were a couple of boarding houses, so I understand.
He said the mine bank. They called it the mine bank.
Yeah,
that's
okay. Well, that was
up there. My brother lives.
Yeah. But that's all you can remember him telling about down here. He didn't tell any...
But she took the picture up of the furnace that... Bubby had a pop, you know, Mr. Andrews.
Yeah.
He recognized it right away like that.
Which picture was that? Was that
the... Everything was there. They had everything. Whatever, you know, not just what's there now, but other than that, things added.
Yeah. I wonder if Mim still has that picture.
They can't find it.
Is that right?
They cannot find it. That was a pretty picture. It was hanging on the wall up home. And maybe Pop took it, Mr. Andrews took it along. I don't know. You know, up to where that woman he lived.
Yeah.
What's that smell?
You remember what it looked like? It had three furnaces.
Yep, that's exactly right. A lot of sheds and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one of them was a real big one, more modern looking one than the other. Yeah. Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen a copy or a picture similar to that. I should have brought some pictures along today and forgot.
Did you see the picture of the town that Joanne took?
Just recently?
Way back. She gave me one, and I had a... When I lived over there, I had a... I'll never forget it. Bear and them were staying out, and somebody from the Washington Post or something took a picture of that house, and she reproduced it for me.
I don't know. No, I don't think I've seen one she took.
No. I think they're upstairs there somewhere.
Okay.
Thanks. You know,
it just takes me too long to hang up.
Well, I could have hung him up. Where did Joanne get that?
I had it.
Huh?
I had it out of the newspaper.
Is that right?
Kept the old Sunday newspaper we used to get, you know, like ball in the paper.
Yeah.
You mean that Paul Billy's not got this out of paper?
Yeah.
Out of Washington Post.
That one. No, that one. I was thinking that one. Let me see this.
That's the one you got from Joanne.
No, this is the one Mr. Akers, I think, gave Clint a picture from. She borrowed it from Barbara Nell. Because I got that out of the paper, and she enjoyed doing that. And she said,
she was the only thing that was cracked.
You know what? Daddy said that Akers had this, because see, Perry's house is here. But this is the one where Sweeney's living. Sadie's living out.
Well, I thought that was Aunt Joe's.
This is Dick's mother.
Well, that's where Beverly lived. No,
that's Aunt Joe's. That's
Aunt Joe's house.
That's right, she told Beverly. Right. She
told
Beverly, she said, I wish I'd had a picture. That's right, because up there is my home. Yeah.
This house wasn't here.
Yeah, that's right.
This place here.
That's right.
And they always kept the white fences.
Oh my, yes. We whitewashed them inside and out every year, twice a year.
Well, I used to paint these. Mr. Stodley used to.
Yeah.
Say, Lloyd, you're not doing tomorrow.
Up at my home, well, we whitewashed everything because
we had
more than other people had. We had them divide off the house at the garden, in between where we ran the house that way on the right.
Yeah.
We had piano fence and a whole gate.
But you know, it's funny, this place...
That's right, she's
never had a fireplace, so I don't know why.
Because you couldn't call it over.
The one over there.
No,
It had a hole back.
It might have. You know, years before we ever got it, somebody tore it out or, you know, covered it over. Now, that's how
Weaver's was. I had it open once.
Yeah, that's how Weaver's was. And theirs was a fireplace.
You remember, we had a hole burner right there. And I opened it up to put the pipe in.
That's right, this is the one from over on this side.
Mr. Stipley, the Stipley that lived in here, what was his name?
Ellsworth
Stipley. Mm-hmm. I bet he worked in the furnace.
I wouldn't doubt it. That's why I like to have my brother Charles here. He knows things more than I do, because I don't know that much about it, you know.
Sure.
He's younger, because when I got up, the store wasn't up there, the furnace wasn't.
What?
Old houses used to be back here where I owned his mother, Charles' and mother and all lived in. They were all ready to just go down.
I seen the foundation back here.
When
I used to go hunting, the spring.
Mother and them lived up there, his sister died from up in there.
That spring up in there. And then I'd walk over the foundation.
Well, I wonder, do they have a lot of pictures up at Acres? Up at the trash?
I don't know. Just tell me they would have it. I know they had that one. Yeah. Because Joanne had that made, and Beverly said she'd like to have one.
Well, he's not all that old, is he?
I guess he's 60s, I guess. Yeah. Or somebody. I don't know.
One of his wife was Bill Renner's wife's daughter, right?
No. Bubber.
Oh, Bubber was Bill Renner's.
Is Bill Renner's stepson.
Oh.
See, she was married to a Trussell. A Trussell before.
I'm going to hit my church.
And he died. And then she married Mr. Renner. She had Bubber and Kathleen. The one that has the post office out at Rocky Ridge. You're on the corner?
Yeah.
That's his sister.
Oh, I see. Well, probably a lot of the pictures then that they would have up there, Renner would have.
I wouldn't doubt it. I would believe he'd have quite a few. But this one here, I got out of the bottom of paper.
Yeah, they're good.
I kept that. And it was all tore, you know, had it pasted underneath and all the drains. Don't worry about that, I'll get it. So she took off and she wanted one for herself too, kind of her mother.
All right, she can do that type of stuff up there.
Yeah, see, it don't cost you anything. But it just takes time because she won't do it when any of the big shots or anything's around.
Yeah.
Because I had my brother Bubba and I had Norman's picture made. I'll show you when.
Okay.
And my daddy's.
Well, if I could gather some old pictures up then, I wonder if she'd have copies made.
Oh, yeah, sure she would. You give them to me, I'll give them to her. She would do it.
That would be great, and, this is the type of thing that I wanted.
Mm-hmm. I was going to go with them.
Oh, they are. They're good.
Because when I seen that, and I thought, you know, we lived over there. The house has been in real good shape then.
Yeah.
And we had that long clear back to that fish pond there at Nick's. And I said, Joanne, I'd love to have a picture of that since it was taken. She said, well, I'll make it.
Somebody told me that when the people rented the houses, that they had to, each individual had to whitewash their house by the 30th of May. Did you ever do that?
Oh, yes, indeed. Everything had to be snow white on the outside, our fence, our house, the clothesline posts and everything. That was all done before the 30th of May.
Yeah.
You're outside the toilet and all that. Any village had chicken coops or anything, that was whitewashed. Everything was snow white by the 30th of May. Why, I don't know.
Well, I was part of the deal, I think. When
even our inside, we were kids. My mother whitewashed the walls. You know, the bedroom walls and everything was lined. But then later on, and you know, they got putting on some kind of paper, then the paper over top was about that thick when Bobby threw it off. You know, to put the pasteboard on. What a mess. And the kitchen, the kitchen was nothing but green, like green oil cloth. You know, that was on the whole way around our kitchen. Of course, we washed that then every year, spring and fall.
Well, he bought it then, or your, did he buy it, or
no,
did your
father?
No,
my dad did.
Oh, your dad did. In 1923, when they came up for sale.
He bought them because his mother backed him with the money. I think he said he only gave $300 for it then, you know.
Jessie Stately said she thought her father paid $350 for that one down
there. It was around something like that, you know. That's a big house up home, too. Because that's got four bedrooms upstairs. Besides those four down in the back part.
Yeah. Was that back part on there?
Oh, yeah.
No,
that was always on there, because we always kept our... That's got a big covered building. We kept all our canned food from the top to the bottom field. We kept all that stuff back there, and our dried beans and stuff hanging up on nails and bags, and our sugar and our cans and all.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had a cave outside, back in the, because that was nothing even compared to our spring. That was nothing but bank, just like up on the hill now. That was nothing but all level. And we had a narrow path went up the spring. And the state took all that dirt. They wanted it for roads, and Daddy gave it to the state. I said, today they could have paid you for it.
Yeah,
and he gave it to them, you know, to get it taken away so we could level up and the grass.
Well, do you remember up at the Manor House, of course, you remember when that was in pretty good shape.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because we used to go up there and play, and Manor's would have his Christmas parties on the third floor, all decorated, and the fireplace would go on. Yeah. We went up there a lot, the girls.
What was, how was it on the inside? Was it, were the walls painted or papered?
They were papered beautiful. Each of them had a fireplace and mantle. Oh my God, they were beautiful. Yeah.
Nice floors.
Yeah, oh my, yeah. A beautiful home. Because we used to go up every morning and get Evelyn and Junior and them and go walk on up there to school. Then we used to play, you know, the hide hoop and stuff in the evenings up there around the bushes and...
You used to have a good time.
Did you find, where was it at that?
Jim. Now, this one is still intact and, you know, just like a museum right now.
Yeah, she might be able to get a little information out of that book.
I mean, it's some reading in there, but it's mostly about the churches.
Well,
yeah.
No, I didn't know just what I'm not been looking at it, but...
Now, it's a shame they tore that down. I used to play in that. Is that the Bird Common?
Yeah,
the mansion. That 30-some rooms, and they tore it down. Now, you talk about a historical place.
It was like the Manor House up here all the time.
Beautiful.
They boarded people and saved everything up here.
Yeah, that's what I understood.
Because, you know, I mean, Mom told us about that.
Now, what's an ore rooster? What's an ore rooster? What's an ore? Yeah, that was an ore rooster.
Well, you see, that's anthracite. The anthracite furnace, and they never had anthracite down here,
no.
So you're talking about something I don't like.
Well, this is what they had down here.
Yeah, charcoal. Charcoal furnace.
Now, this is where Mimenov was born, what they call Bert Corman. It's named after God of England. You know, Cornwall is an England name.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I done this stuff in Bubbies with him, you know, because he worked
this
there and all,
here.
He knew all about this stuff.
Of
course, my brother followed him, too. But
oh, he did?
Yeah.
Is he still...
he's still living.
This is beautiful inside.
Is he, you know, he remembers things?
Oh, yeah. You better believe he did have done it.
Well, now, Clint Miller did, too.
Yeah.
He's an old one.
Yeah.
But this is one I love. I went out, when we went up home to Mary's, I went out there.
I looked up there. I imagine he did, you know, being a young boy.
But how he used to play in there, man or day.
These houses up here, we used to go up every year and get, you know, pick up walnuts and...
Up where?
Back up here in the head. You and Charlie would take us kids and get chestnuts and all that stuff.
How many houses were back there?
Gosh, I don't know. It was five, six or what?
You know, Was there anybody living in them then?
No, huh?
They were all displaced.
No, we used to win them. We'd go to Charles and like look around, but a lot of them was falling down.
Well, old log houses.
Mm-hmm. Everything was whitewashed.
So that was part of this whole complex too?
Because Katie Carty, you know, that used to come down to Helen Charles and said they lived up here one time years ago. Chubb Chuck over here, his mother and them lived there. His sister lived up in there and died in Sheriff David. He told me about it.
See, they got a brief sketch of the history of the furnaces. You know, it's you know, built by Peter Grubb and...
That's what I said. She could take the book and read it. You know, that way you can get some things, you know, maybe out of it.
She's interested in
yeah,
this area.
Yeah.
But, you know, you get ideas. I looked at these others and get ideas on things to work at on this.
We're talking about Palin. You remember when we had the Palin fence?
Quarter of Saturday, 25
Did you have it then?
What?
The Palin fence.
Where?
Up there.
Yeah. I was living in Memphis till I was over one time on the swing.
Yeah. No, I mean us. My mother.
When I came down. Yeah.
Probably
not throw them down.
Yeah.
Well, down here on Blacks Mill Road now, were there houses down in there too? Houses down
there?
They
said there was, uh-huh.
Because
there's... People live.
Of course, there's ones that are down there now.
Yeah, the barracks.
Well, was were Nick's buildings all back here when you were young, or were they put up later?
But these right back here?
Yeah, the buildings. Bother you. It's harmless. And nobody hears it but me. It's just for my, to keep me from having to write a lot of stuff down, which I find very bothersome when I'm talking to people. I can't write all the time. Now, what I'm trying to find out is what you remember about the furnace up here, if anything, what it looked like when you were a youngster.
Well, it looked quite different than it is now. That is it. Shop was on the other side of the road, you know, the old stable. It was both on
Mule barn or whatever.
Yeah. And then the casting house, the big casting house, which was torn down to build the parts of the church.
Is that the casting house that they put back? Is that the same one?
That was over this way.
It was over here against the other.
Between the new furnace and the old, in between the two there.
And those the three furnaces were there then, still there. And you remember when they tore the new one down and all the metal and everything.
Yeah.
What? But it wasn't. You never saw it actually in operation. Well,
you worked up here.
No, I'm not quite that old.
No. See, it shut down in 1903.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't be.
He would be a lot older than me. I thought he did. You know.
They still mine some ore up at the mine bank.
Yeah.
You know, in my time.
Yeah. Where was that mine located?
That's right in back of the houses up there.
Right in back of like Bub Sweeney's store?
No, on up by the down after you down over the hill there. That's Pearl Bryce's
back there.
Pearl Bryce.
You know where she lives. The big double house.
Where John Bryce's store was.
Okay.
You know where that stone wall is? That house.
No.
They brought the door out right there where John's store is on the little cars come out. They had a washer down on the lower side of the river. But they bring it out and wash it down and come on down. Then they shipped that out up to Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Well, the road, was there a road there where 806 is now?
Yeah.
That road was up was there. But, of course, there wasn't anything back up here where 15 is.
No.
Yeah, that was... Well, were there houses? You remember these houses up here along 15? Who? How many houses were up there?
Four houses.
And they were just individual houses, like log houses?
Yeah.
Well, do you remember a barracks where people lived, where they, a lot of people lived in a, like workmen up at the mine bank?
Yeah, that's a double house up there. They called it the boarding house back then.
Yeah, okay. Where was it?
That's the one there at, above John's store, coming this way, the long house there.
And so do people still live in it?
Yeah, it was
And that was the boarding house?
Yeah, they called it the boarding house. Yeah.
Did they feed them and everything?
Yeah, they fed them.
Oh, I see. And most of the people, I guess, that lived there were like single men.
Yeah.
Well, then your father, did he work in the furnace? Or your grandfather?
My grandfather did, yeah.
What was his name?
Charles Miller.
Charles Miller. Did he have brothers that worked in it or anything?
Well, none that I know of. I don't remember any brothers on his side. He probably had some. There's a lot of them. Joanne knew something about the history there. She looked all it up one time. But I don't know if any of them ran there.
But did you? But you don't know that your father ever worked there?
No. No, I know he worked at the mine up there. Mm-hmm. That was actually part of the quit mine out there.
And then the little carts and everything swung around down there below, like behind where Juanita Powell lives.
Yeah.
Came down through there. And where did they load them? I mean, where did that connect? That connected then. That was the railroad.
Yeah.
That connected with the railroad.
Yeah, down here, the furnace that came all the way down.
Came all the way down here and connected with the railroad.
Down to the bottom back then, out right above the old church up here now, the schoolhouse, you know.
Yeah.
Right
there,
come on down to the back of the furnace here.
Oh, I see. Okay, is that where you went to school up there, where that church is?
No, not the church. I was, the other school was back following that. That school burned down where I was.
Then they built that one. The one I was in, like old chicken coop.
Yeah, they put up this temporary.
Yeah.
Then they built this one.
What was it, a one-room school back where you went?
No, it was two-room school.
Two-room school.
It was one on one side, one on the other one. That's how we went.
Tell me something. How about that Methodist church back there? Is it an old church?
Oh, yes. It's been there since I remember. I believe there's a date on that where it was built, but I don't remember what it was.
Well, the people that went to church, did most of them go over here to Harriet Chapel, or...?
No, they was divided, you know, some of them went over there.
But there were only the two churches, the Methodist and this one over here. Mm-hmm. There weren't any other churches around.
Not around here.
But do you remember the manor house?
Oh, yeah.
You've been in it, I guess.
Yeah.
It was, I understand it was beautiful inside.
Oh, this was. All the basement, the room down the basement there, there was all rooms, you know, storage room, kitchen, all of it.
Somebody said that they thought that slaves used to live in the basement. Did they ever live in the basement, or did they live in slave quarters?
No, I think they lived in slave quarters. I don't think they lived in there, not that I ever heard about.
Well, did you ever hear any stories about any people, any black people that were employed at the furnace when it was operating?
No, but I remember one up there. The car was up there, lived up there in the manor house. He had a colored man there. But he took care of his horses and driving horses at that time.
What was his name?
Carr.
When was that?
That was back when I was going to school at that time. But it's just starting school. I was.
He must have been one of the people that rented it then, or lived in it after... After Throp bought it.
Yeah.
But you never heard any stories about black employees.
No, that's the only colored man. Well, that was the first colored man I ever saw with that.
Yeah.
He lived there. There'd be none around here at that time.
Well, Mr. Renner told some kind of a story. I found out that there were black employees here early.
Might have been, yeah.
You know, like around 1800. And then Mr. Renner told me a tale about one of them that they got mad at or something, and they pushed him in the furnace. You never heard any?
No.
You never heard that story? I thought that made a good story.
Sounds good.
You know.
But isn't there interesting. A story you told me one time about that man up there, the colored man? Didn't he polish the buggy, or?
Yeah, he took care of the horses, and he done the driving and the when they got.
Well,
we'd be afraid of him. We'd go up to school, we'd walk, you know, we'd get over to the other side of the road. The stable was right there along the road where the upper gate gives in. little long stable there, a couple horses. Yeah, they had a Sarah, you know, and I was running about. He always had that stuff shined up, and the harness and everything shined. White horse, one of the white horses.
Well, I understand Mary Martin, she was a miller,
yeah.
Right? Okay, her mother, where her mother lived, there on Featherbed Lane, that was the slave quarter. So, Nars said, I haven't had a chance to talk to Mary, but I'm going to go talk to Mary. Did you know that was a slave quarter?
No, I never heard anything about the slaves being around here.
Well, somebody's buried down there in that cemetery.
Yeah.
And they've been identified definitely as people of, yeah, of Negroid origin. The Smithsonian's identified them as that. And of course, it's perfectly possible.
Yeah, always.
Because
yeah,
a lot of furnaces did employ, yeah, a lot of slave labor. About around 1800, early 1800s, sometime like that. Well, what about the store now? You remember when the store was up here across, yeah, from the furnace? But it wasn't near as big as it is now. Is that right, or?
Oh, it was bigger.
Oh, it was bigger.
Yeah.
Well, then Mr. Fraley just brought part of it down here, didn't he?
Well, the store was just in the bottom part. See, that was a two-story affair. The furnace had offices up in there.
On
one end, and where there were an end, and then rooms in there, and then upstairs, the whole upstairs was in the offices.
Oh, I see. So then they tore the rest of it down?
Yeah.
And the back part of the present store, he brought that down. Did he bring it down in one piece?
No, that was here. That building.
Oh, it was
here. He built that here. He had kept the store here. Then after the furnace went out of the business, then he rented that up there.
Well, where do they get this story that he that the back part of it was part? Oh, well, maybe it was part of the furnace operation then. I guess it was part of the furnace operation. Or did he build it? Did he build the whole thing?
He built the whole thing, but that back part was there.
The back part was there?
Yes, he had a store there. But he came down and he built this front part. Already come down and tore down the store.
I wonder who, if the back part was there, I wonder who built it.
He probably built that, I guess. That was not my time.
Oh, that was before.
Yeah.
Well, that may be the part that they're referring to that was connected with the furnace.
Yeah.
And then he made it larger.
Well, that could have been there. That could have been there when he bought the place up there and around the store. I don't know. It's been there ever since I remember it.
Well, the Fraleys were always around here, weren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, I know they're an old landowning family around here. I've run into their name.
Didn't they rent this up here? Didn't people live in this before it was a store?
Yeah.
I thought it was May Kelly.
That was between when he moved up.
Oh, and they said, because then May Kelly lived in Uncle Herbert? I thought they said.
Oh,
Heidi, Frank's wife's father, run the compass area up there for the furnace.
The big store?
Yeah. Frank worked for him a while.
Oh, I see.
And then, of course, when the furnace goes down, then the Frank came down here and opened the store down here.
And then this part that you say was there before, somebody lived in it?
No, that was after Frank moved up in the store above. When he moved up, then he fixed this up and made an apartment. Herbert Sweeney lived there.
Yeah, and May Kelly.
Charlie and May Kelly was the first one that lived there.
Yeah, because that's where Mom and them came out then. We all lived there.
Then the back part of it was kind of, it was fit for somebody to live in, fixed for somebody to live in. Oh.
Charlie Pikes lived there too. Bill Kelly was the first lived there. He worked for Frank. That's how Frank fixed up in the apartment.
Oh, I see. And then on up there was the mule barn.
Yeah.
It was there too, in that same area. And
that was right across from the manor, the old store in the manor house there.
And that was torn down to build the wall that's presently around the manor house. Is that right?
Well, it could have been, yes.
Well, that's what Mr. Renner said.
Yeah.
So I guess, you know.
Jake said that then, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, he said that Jake's told him that if they tore the mule barn down, they could have the stone to put up that wall. Well, Brenner said that when he lived there, he told them all it needed was a roof. All the manor house needed was a roof. But that they still left it fall down.
You know, that's a shame.
Yeah, that's all.
That's a sin.
Jake should fix it up, you know. He fixed up everything.
That was a beautiful house. I played in many a time.
You remember the shrubbery and everything when it was dug up?
That was beautiful, too, wasn't it? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Down that wall.
Big boxwoods and everything. He said they bloomed.
Yeah, the roses were on each side of the brick wall coming down. They're down to the gate here. You come down on the road there, give them a minute.
We used to play and hide in them bushes, play hide and go see.
Gosh.
Roll down the hill.
Well, what other buildings were around the manor house, other than, you know, in, like in the yard, where there...
The ice house right outside. Right outside the back kitchen door, you come out of the... Well, it wasn't the kitchen at that time. They had the kitchen in the basement. They had the kitchen later in the shop owned it. You know, people lived up there. They had the kitchen in there. And then they had a stable down there and a corn crib. And I don't know what that storage shed like. They used it for a garage or store equipment in, you know. That was in the back there, the spring house. And the spring house there, and then this other building, and then the corn crib out front, this little stable that kept it dry, of course, here on the roof. And the ice house, of course, and the cave in the back of that. Well, that's still there. That's the only building they had. The building was all down over the hill the other way there toward the creek.
I asked Marg, and she said that she remembered hearing about this, and everybody kept everything whitewashed, like the fences and everything, and they all had to have them whitewashed by May the 30th.
Yeah.
Do you remember when the individual people bought these houses,
yeah,
when they came up for sale? Did you buy this one, or did your father buy it? Or?
No, my wife's father bought it.
Oh.
Yeah, we came across that original deed here.
Oh, did you?
And I have that.
1923?
My grandfather bought that from, what was his name, Jakes.
Jakes.
Yeah, we had that one. They had found it, didn't you, when you did some tearing out or something?
Lancelot Jakes and Stanley Harbor.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we had that. How much did Grandpa buy that for?
$425.
Yeah, said
all that. Oh, this was an expensive one. Jessie Stitely says her father paid $350 for that one.
This must have been a deluxe model.
I was going to say, this one was really...
I didn't know them getting more for there.
This was stone. Is this stone?
No,
this one's
really
long. I thought because theirs was big, you know.
I wonder if that thing would run out. Well, what about... what did you do for entertainment?
I hate to tell you what we did.
You better turn the tape recorder
No,
off.
Don't turn the tape recorder off.
Now be careful what you say then.
No, that doesn't make any difference.
Well, we didn't do much around here.
Well, George Shook told me about Chris Kangling.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness. I wish they still had that.
Yeah, that was a big
one. I'll tell you, that was the most beautiful thing to do.
Everybody dressed up.
Oh, my. I said,
went from house to house.
Better than Halloween.
You know, the first day had a big time. I always had a big dance and everything down there. You know.
Oh, is that right? That's, who was, Miss Louise's father was living then?
Miss Louise was there then.
Miss Louise was there. Was the doctor, do you remember the doctor?
Yeah.
That's Clem's great-grandfather.
Remember him well.
Is that right? Did he practice medicine? Did he work on any of...
No, not none of us. He was over the man.
There must be a story behind that, Betty. Your dad wouldn't laugh like that.
He used to set traps out there, you know. He'd get out there early in the morning. He'd stand behind a tree one time, and I walked right up to him. Well, I took off. He had a gun, too.
You were just a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess he looked worse to a kid than he really
did.
Was.
You know, he had that gun. You know, early in the morning at about 6 o'clock, just about daybreak.
Well, was there were a couple of old mines that they opened up down along in there somewhere, weren't they?
We trapped in the old mines.
Where were they located exactly?
Right back in the place back there. They filled up, now they filled up in the Dipper River back
there. Yeah. You mean right back of what?
Clem's place now. You know where Clem lives now. They're right in the back of the house there.
Oh, they're in back of the house?
Yeah.
Would they take fill dirt out of the road here and yeah. fill them up? Oh.
Stumps and everything. They just cleaned everything up.
I see. Well, but I guess I'm...